The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Sechtes Nedarim Baf Mem. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amar Aleph brings down Amar Rav Shisha B'edu Revi Loi Lissad Inish. The Ran teaches a person shouldn't visit Inish Kitzira, a sick person, Loi Betlashoi Kamaisa, not during the first 3 hours of the day, Loi Betlashoi Basraisa Diyoyim, and not the last 3 hours of the day. Why not? Ki Hechi Dor Leisich Daitem Min Rachamim. In order that he shouldn't give up hope to daven for this particular chayla. Why would he give up hope? Zok the Gemara, Tlashoi Kamaisa Rav Chadaite. During the first 3 hours of the day, he has he'll be happier. As the Ran explains, the person will come in there, a chayla has more kaychas in the morning, and he'll think that he's already getting better, and therefore he doesn't have to daven for him. Basraisa, at the end of the day, Tokif Chulsha, his weakness is strong, meaning he's very weak at the end of the day, and therefore V'kasava Shehu Be'efes Tikvo U'mesiyayish Min HaRachamim, he's already holding without hope, and Nisnayish Min HaRachamim. The Rosh also says as our Loshin that he's already misukin. Ve'ein tefila asa mayalas loy. Tefila cannot help for him anymore. He's so sick. He's takif le'alma. He's almost dying. And therefore, the person is going to mistakenly think that he's past the point that tefila could help for anymore. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us not to come at the end of the day in order that the person shouldn't be mistaken to think that this is a person that can't be davened for anymore. And we see from the Ran and the Rosh that this is a musik, that Amal, a person, gets so sick and he's so weak and he's almost dying that it's Pashit not negay to daven for him anymore. As the Rosh says, the tefillah won't help. However, the Ran at the beginning of the Amud even says more than that. The Ran is talking about, the Gemara says that sometimes and the Ran there are times where a person, Rachman al-Utslan, is so sick that people should daven for him that he should die. Kigoin shemitztayir ha-chayla b'chayla v'harbe. He is very, very, the chayla is going through tremendous pain. V'yevshud lo yishel yichya. And it's not possible for this chayla to live. And he brings the famous Gemara in Subis, Kivan de Chazoi, Amsa de Rebbe, the Al-Kama Zimni, the all come the Zimdu Beis HaKisei V'Anach Tfilin V'Kom Etztayer. The Rebbe was in a tremendous amount of tzar and they were davening for him. Omer, she said, Yihi Rotzoin Sheyikofu Ha'alyonim Esatachtoinim Keloimar Dilemus Rebbe. The Gemara, he learns out that it got to a point, it was Vada Yomus, Rebbe was in a tremendous amount of tzar, and therefore Amsa the Rebbe, who the Mefarshim say was Yada Sefer, she knew, and she realized that Rebbe was at the point that he was in tremendous tzar, and he was Vada Yomus, and she davened that the Tachtoinim, that the Yikofu Halyonim as the Tachtoinim, the people down here were davening that he should live in Shemayim, they wanted him, and she davened that the Elyonim should force the Tachtoinim into their way, and that Rebbe should die. So the two Tanoim that the Ran is basically shtelling a vek over here, and this is a famous Ran, that the Ran Shita is that Amol, we could daven that a Cholah should die. But the two Tanoim that the Ran says is, number one, it has to be that he's Vada Yomus, and number two, that this patient is in Tsar, this Cholah is in Tsar, and therefore, Zok the Ran, sometimes we learn from Amsa the Rebbe that this patient should be davened for, that they should die. I saw in the Shas Tshuva Shevet HaLevi from the Vosne Zechorena Levracha Chelek Ches Simen Reish Nun Gimel wants to know how come the Gemara doesn't, the Ran was looking for Rayas to this Musig that you're allowed to daven that somebody should die in certain Eifanim. How come the Ryan did not bring a Raya from the Gemara in Babetziah and Daf Pedal and Amad Aleph? The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yechanan learned Beresh Lakish Bechavusa. There was some sort of sichsuch that they had back and forth, and Rabbi Yechanan had a Hakpada on Beresh Lakish. And the Gemara says that Nasan Einav Bayim Meis, that Rabbi Yechanan Machmas the Hakpada, that caused that Reish Lakish should die. And the Gemara says that after Reish Lakish was nifter, Rav Yechanan started looking for a chavusa who he could learn with, and he was unable to find a chavusa. So the Gemara says that after this, Shehalach v'karemane, he went and he ripped his clothing v'kabachi hachi, and he would say, and he's gave out a cry in the street, V'amma hechi at l'kisha, where's Reish Lakish? And the Maaseh, the Gemara says that l'besayif ad shof daite, he was in such tzar that he didn't have a chavrusa, debor rabbonon rachme alei v'noch nafshe. The Gemara says that the chachamim davened that Rav Yechanan should die, chman al-tzlan, he was shaf daite, he went in the sugar, and the Rabbonon davened that he should be nifter. In fact, Rav Ozna, in the Chayra, we have a Feresh Gemara that the Chachamim davened that Rav Yechanan should be nifter. Why didn't the Ran bring that as a raya to his Yisoid that Amol, we could daven that a person could be nifter? And he wants to say that Dr. Vosner, that over there, it's from there we can't bring a raya, because Hayais, we had Rav Yechanan, who was nispasha kol atayri al yodai, and now Rachman al tzlan, he had fallen into a massive that he was mamish a shoita, nichalei shiyamus, and that he shouldn't be a shoita in this world. As is Dr. Vosner, that avadin is amalatziv, a person who was mamish, the guy in Olam, Gansa Torah was Nisparash Ayodai, that he's in a matzav of a shaita, such a thing we could say that we could take a daven that he should die. But Mehechatesi, Dr. Vosner, that you could learn out from there that when a person's a bitzar, we could say that that's a reason why he has a right to, that we have a right to daven that he should die. The Tveres Yisrael, the Masech Nesiyuma, Perek Ches, Boyaz Ois Gimel, he asks a question on this Ran. How could the Ran say that a person's allowed to daven for someone else to die? For Hakashin and the Chayasha, we have a klal. It's learned from the Gemara in Yuma that if a person was nafal of a gal, a person ended up under a collapsed building, and he's in a situation where Moichai is Merutzitz, his head was already smashed because of the building collapse, the halacha is that we're Michal Shabbos and we save him even for Chayisha, even though we know that this person cannot live very long, we're Michal Shabbos to save him. And the Gemara says the reason is because Chashin on the Chayisha. So, in fact, Tosis Yontif, if we see from there that we're obligated to do whatever we could, even to add just a few minutes to a person's life, how can the Ran over here say that we could go daven lehedya that the person should die? The chayru mechuyif to do whatever we could to add even minutes to a person's life. Zokter Tveres Yisrael Yisoid. That avada, the Ran is right. If a person's bitzar, the halacha is we're not mechuyev to be ma'irich chay isha shaloi bitzar. Not only that, you could even daven that this person should die. Avada, we're not allowed to do anything be a dayim to be makarev misasa, but to daven that he should die, we're allowed to, and we're not mechuyev to save him. If we're only saving him b'makayim, that it's chayitzar. When the Gemara says that we're mechuyiv to be meisid the gal to save him, that he should live even a short time, that's for a zaytig cheshbon, zok the Tveres Yisrael, because over there the person is getting crushed by a building, he's in tremendous tzar. Avada, by taking him out, he's going to live longer. Where his head is already smashed. Avada, that's also a chayitzar. But we make a cheshbin that a person would rather live longer with less tzar than to live shorter with a lot of tzar. And that's why we're mefakhin alav asagal. That's why we take off the building, because since this person is in such gefelach tzar, that's why we do it. But avada, if it's just to be mairich his chayisho bitzar, we're not mechuyev to do that. As I zok the Tveres Yisrael, the Aruch HaShulchan and Simin Reish Lamed Hesef Gimel Taka brings us down the halacha that if there's a chayla that's ef shalei the rabbis im kain, we're allowed to be mispalel that this person should die. We have a right to go be a dayan, a mol, if it's the Afshul Rabbis, the Tzar, as we said before, and to be mispalel that he should die. The Egus Moshe, in Choshim Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Siminayin Gimel, Eis Aleph, brings also this entire round, the halacha, that there's a matziv, that a person is allowed to be mispalel for a chayla, that he should die. However, Reb Moshe wants to use this Ran and take it a step weiter, which is really what the Tveres Yisrael does, and he wants to say that we see from this Ran in Yisoid that if we have a chayla that is bitzar, and the roifim, to quote his lashon, v'aroifim misyayishim imenu shum refuah, the roifim have no etzah to be mirapa this person. They have some sort of medication. You can give them some sort of medicine that's not going to heal them, but that's just going to prolong their life with suffering. Don't give them that medicine. Let nature take its course. But he says, avada, a person can't do anything to be makatza the life of a chayla like this, but rather he should be begedder of sheva al tasa. So Reb Moshe is telling avek, which is really the Tveres Yisrael's yisoid, that the Ran's yisoid over here, you could be mispala that he should die, is because at this point we don't necessarily have to be choshish for this chay isha b'tzar that this chayla could live, and that's why we're allowed to be mispalel that he could die. And who adin zokar Moshe, we're allowed to take a certain passive approach if the only thing we could do is prolong his life in this massive of suffering. In certain cases, zokar Moshe, we should not be giving him that medicine, but rather we should take an approach of shev al tasa. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Chik Gelev Bala, Kafachayim, Chaim Plaji. That was asked a very interesting shaila that pertains to the halachas in this round. He had a shaila over there with a woman that was already Chmal Litzlan sick for 20 years. And he brings down that her matzah was very shver, they already had to amputate both her hands and her feet, and she was in a tremendous amount of pain. And after all that, says there, the family took care of her, but Messias, she got more yisurim. She had stomach issues, and she was mamish rechmon l'tzlan in tremendous pain. The doctors gave up, and they said that unfortunately there's not much more they could do, and it's not possible for her to live that much longer. And this woman, suffering for so long and was in such intense pain, began asking people who came in to visit her if they could please daven that she should die. She couldn't take it anymore. However, he brings down that her husband and her children were still being mispalel that she should live, and they were giving tzedakah kedei sheyichya, that she should live. So she's busy asking everybody to please daven that she should die. However, her husband, her children are davening for her, they're giving tzedakah b'schusa, that she should live. And they wanted to know who's right, what should be done. Should they be davening that she should die, or should they be davening that she should live and giving tzedakah and everything else that they were doing? And he handles the whole sugya over here with Amsa the Rebbe and the Ran here, that it's mutter l'spalel on a chayla that should die. And immediately he comes out that in that particular case, she was in so much tsar, there wasn't much hope, avada, they could be mispalel that she should die. However, and this is a very interesting yisoid that Ishtel Zavek, he says that although the people who come visit the strangers are allowed to be mispalel that she should die, her husband and children should not daven that she should die. They should not daven that she should die. And the reason is because he says that it's mevu'in and medrash that if a person is mispalel that somebody else should die because of a sinner that he has to that person, or the medrash says that a husband is mitzape and mispalel that his wife should die kidei that he could go marry somebody else, the Medrash says that this is an averi gedola, and the oinish is that he is going to die first. And memela zakta chikei lev amoy diki yisoid in das b'nei adam, that since the ikir tipul, which there was a tremendous amount of work that took to care for this woman, fell on the husband and the children, and the mela, this a sad rochik, that as the davening for her to die, there's going to be a little bit of negius in there, to say that maybe the davening also kedei that they should have some menucha from all this tsar and all this bother and all this tircha that they're going through. Zokter that on the achshash that they might do it, it's not kedai for them to daven that she should die. Avada, they should stop giving tzedakah, and they should stop davening that she should live. But somebody who has negias, zok techikkei lev, should not daven that she should die, because we're afraid that it might be done with their own negias, which the Medrash calls an averi gedola. The other people who don't have this negias, who aren't being metapa with her, avada, could daven that she should die.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.